gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Thursday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller, like Julie did with a guest to quote for Jim. Jim, who said, sweet Jesus, he's horrible. What is it? What is it that the Catholics say? Hail Mary, full of grace? Who said that regarding Mitt Romney?
Joe Scarborough.
Sorry, you have to say that.
You're supposed to get it wrong.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That rivals the Chris Matthew moment before Bobby Jindal started speaking.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's going to be a drop forever, I think.
Stop it, Joe. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop your sniping.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Right. Stop it.
All right.
This is hard. You want to try it?
Jesus.
Get in the ring.
Stop it.
This is hard.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's the tone in his voice. It's not just what he says. The right wing is freaking out as the Romney campaign spirals down the down the drain. All right.
Stop it.
Julie also sending us another tweet of the day from Frank Conniff. Republicans care about NFL referee unions because that kind of work is so much more important than being a school teacher.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, we had to get that figured out right away.
Can you believe that?
The teachers can just sit on their money-grubbing asses. The football, when you touch our football.
Well, you know what did it is that so much money was lost in Vegas.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, I think estimates were like $250 million were lost in Vegas because of that.
Wow.
So that's.
One bad call.
Exactly. So that's why there was quick movement on this.
Is that going to be like a new Romney campaign manager and NFL replacement ref?
Yeah.
How much worse could it be? All right. Sexy liberal business kids, we are dwindling to a teensy tiny few for the big birthday party in Seattle this Saturday, which I'm told astrologically is going to be some sort of disaster.
Of epic proportions.
Right?
You know what? Mount Rainier is going to blow its top while you're there.
That'd be bad.
And we're being protested by Westboro Baptist Church. So I don't know what's going to... Anything could happen. And I believe Roland
Shrimp
is already...
Shrimp could be eaten.
Roland is already purchasing cream rinse. No, purchasing cream rinse for me to give to Margie Phelps-Roper. And we're going to get some pictures, and we'll put them up on Facebook.
You need to give her... Like,
I'm going to pose with Fred.
Fred doesn't get out much. He's infirmed.
Oh, Fred doesn't go anymore?
No, he's infirmed.
Point. Okay.
You need to just hand her this, a bottle of Alberto VO5 hot oil treatment.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's almost sold out. So hurry. Lori's going Saturday. Steph, I'm a Democrat in North Idaho. Yikes. You can imagine how frustrating that is. So when I had my 51st birthday in April, you know what I asked for to celebrate on your 51st in Seattle at the Sexy Liberal Show? It'll also be our 17th wedding anniversary. Let's get sexy in Seattle. Have a rockin' birthday tea at the show. Lori's coming from Idaho.
And she gets so horny when she's in Seattle.
Right.
Sure.
Steph head. There she comes. All right.
Come for the fish, stay for the Steph.
There you go. Hey, look who's here.
Do what for the fish?
Never mind.
Carl.
My friend Carl is best. Bullfightstrategies.com. So inviting to me. Oh, sweet Jesus, it's Carl Frisch.
That audio is even worse when you put it in context for the Romney campaign.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, just hearing Mitt Romney on the stump at a rally trying to correct the chanting and cheering of his crowd.
Right. To include himself in the chanting and cheering. Yeah.
Carl, back in the day, we had sort of a thing here on the Stephanie Miller Show where I tried to say one good thing every day about George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I was able to do it. He's a much better yell leader than Mitt Romney. He's a much better cheerleader.
Sweet Jesus.
Well, you want to know yell leaders. I mean, if you got Westboro coming to Sexy Liberal in New York.
No, in Seattle on Saturday.
Oh, in Seattle.
Yes.
Well, you should take him out to Red Lobster afterwards.
Yes.
I think I will. Yeah. Seafood
show
for everybody.
Show them that there's something else they should be protesting.
God hates shrimp as well. Okay. And when they find out who our huge surprise celebrity guest is on panel, they're going to be even madder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
don't tease it too much.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right, stop it.
Stop it.
Sweet Jesus, there's going to be trouble.
Stop it.
All right. Carl Frisch wrote a fabulous piece called Debates Should Probe Mitt Romney's Economic Insanity.
Yeah.
We have a debate. When is it? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
First debate's Wednesday.
That's right.
But you say there is really no debate when it comes to the progress we have made on jobs and how much farther along the path to recovery we might be if the GOP had just gotten out of the way. You know, here are the cold, hard facts, Carl, and you're absolutely right. You can't say this enough. By the time Barack Obama was sworn into office in January 2009, we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs with a number each month reaching nearly 1 million in some months. For that, we can thank the reckless economic policies of George Bush and the corrupt and unethical Republican congressional majority. So then you take it from there. After signing the Recovery Act, saving the American auto industry, and about a year of tough focus work, President Obama brought the Bush job losses to a halt, ushered in 30 straight months of private sector job growth. Thus far, it's 4.6 million private sector jobs in total. That's not nothing, right?
Oh, it's not nothing. And what's more startling is when you start thinking about what else would have happened if Republicans had gotten out of the way. Because the job losses only came to a stop after that first year, after the Recovery Act could do some good work. George W. Bush, say what you will about him, he faced a very small recession in comparison to Barack Obama. And he, you know, got pulled out of the recession thanks in no small part to public sector employment.
Right.
But, you know, when we heard Mitch McConnell say that Senate Republicans, you know, their number one goal was to make Obama a one-term president, and he was speaking for the entire party.
Well, right. And, Carl, as we just said, if, you know, the Governor Walkers of the country valued, you know, teachers as much as NFL refs,
yeah,
as you say, unemployment would be what, a full at least point or two lower probably, right?
Right. I mean, well, the first point is that if those folks had been able to keep their jobs, we'd probably be at about 7.1% unemployment.
Right.
And then if they passed the American Jobs Act last year, that would, you know, there are about five or six studies that have that pegged at 2 million to 2.6 million more jobs. That would bring us down to like 5.5 or 6.5% unemployment.
Carl, you pegged it beautifully here. Again, just the number, you know, the cold hard numbers. You say if public sector employment had increased under Obama's tenure at just the same pace it did during the Bush years, we would be looking at 1.5 million more jobs. As you just said, the unemployment would be down by almost a single point to 7.1. So it's this stuff. By the way, I don't know if I had insomnia as normal last night, and I got to watch, speaking of Chris Matthews, him on what do you call it? Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he did it. Carl, I don't know if you saw it, but he did a beautiful job doing a lot of that stuff you were just writing about, just making that case.
Well, it needs to be made. I mean, and Republicans, you know, the first thing that they'll say is, oh, yeah, well, he had 8 years. There's a big difference. No, the numbers that I talk about with public sector jobs is only during the same period of his administration that President Obama has had.
Right.
So you can imagine, you know, if we stop now, what we could do with the firing of public employees.
Right.
But this is really, I mean, the most pathetic thing in advance of these debates. If you look at the last 6 months, what were we told by the patheticness that is the Romney campaign? First, we were told, well, you know, it's tight. We're gonna pull ahead after we pick our running mate. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
wait till our convention.
Next is our convention. Then it's the first debate's gonna be a game changer, okay? You guys, no, seriously, don't laugh at me.
But you know, you look at every indicator, Carl, and I think it was, what was the stock market down around 6 or something? I mean, again, I was watching Matthews just like decimate Roger Hedgehog. On the
cock.
Excuse me.
What?
Roger Hedgecock.
Oh, I can't believe I get that wrong so much.
I know.
But he was just saying about every economic indicator, about how the president absolutely, as you just laid out, Carl, by the numbers, has turned things around economic-wise, job-wise, and the stock market was, I think he said, in the sixes. It's over 1,300 now by every indicator.
Well, and obviously we have much more work to be done, but my goal with the column, which people can read at carlfrisch.com, that is, think of what Obama could do in his second term,
right,
if Republicans would just get out of the way. And meanwhile, you've got Mitt Romney, who's basically like a ventriloquist dummy for George W. Bush.
Yeah.
He's saying all the same rhetoric that George W. Bush did.
And it's going to make my head explode if I hear one more thing. The president had all the majorities, got everything he wanted. I think someone broke it down. We had the Senate for, what, 72 days?
Yeah.
Between
right.
the time, you know, Robert Byrd and Ted Kennedy died and Al Franken was not seated yet, correct?
We have this thing called a diverse Democratic caucus. There's some moderates and conservatives in there, unlike the Republican caucus. Our moderates don't always go with the majority. So you've got that to consider. But the other thing is this. One of the reasons that George W. Bush was able to, you know, help pull us out of a small recession in 2003 was because Democrats helped him. I remember one of the reasons I was drawn to Howard Dean was because he was saying, look, we need to show that there's a difference between our parties. You had Democrats who supported the tax cuts and the war in Iraq and No Child Left Behind.
That was, I'm from the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. That was absolutely resonated with a lot of us.
They started opposing him on big issues like the war and privatizing Social Security. But he didn't face nearly the crisis that, that we faced in economics. And we all got behind him when he faced his biggest crisis following 9/11.
All right. Let's dive into the right wing world, briefly. And, because now we've chatted too much. You're just that good. Bill O'Reilly on the president's record.
The president's record is dubious to say the least.
What?
But many Americans aren't paying attention and will vote on emotion.
Oh.
Thus, the rich guy versus the regular guy scenario.
They're not as smart as O'Reilly.
I think the people who are paying attention recognize that President Obama's record is not dubious in the least.
Yeah. I think Bill Maher said that, too, that, like, over there in the bubble where apparently his record is horrible.
Yeah.
There just are two realities, you know.
Well, first of all, remember, Bill O'Reilly has trouble with English vocabulary, so when he says dubious, he might mean superb.
That's true.
You know, he once confused a falafel for a loofah.
That's true.
So, I knew you could get that in.
The second thing is just this shows how difficult it is for the right wing to do what they need to do to win, which is to not attack the president personally. If you play some soundbite algebra, you could always combine Rick Santorum saying they'll never get the smart people and Mitt Romney saying they'll never get the 47% that are dependent on government.
Yeah.
And you might think, well, maybe the reason he'll never get the 47% is because they're too smart for the Republicans.
There you go. All right. Carl Frisch remains in the sidecar. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, back with more Carl Frisch and Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
My opinion is you're nuts.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. And the card attached would say thank you
for being a friend. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Carl Frisch from Bullfight Strategies in the sidecar. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Look alive. Heads up, everybody. Continuing right wing world. Oh, this is, I may have been making this. I want to snuggle with this soundbite.
Oh?
Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends.
There's some people on the right who say, look, mainstream media is going to talk down Romney's chances of winning. They're going to show Mr. Obama way up in the polls just to tamp down enthusiasm so Republicans go, you know, why even bother voting? Because it's foregone conclusion. The guy's going to get four more years.
We go again reporting the polls, reporting the actual polls, Carl. You see how we are?
It's a Democratic plot.
Did you assume for a minute that you could use numbers without being accused of being a liberal? And this is, by the way, what the Republicans are doing. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, it's been about, look, the polls are really tight. And for a while, they had a point there. I mean, the national polls are really tight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't elect our president through national polls.
No.
Yes. And hey,
we do it through this thing called the Electoral College, which they may remember the Supreme Court and the Electoral College giving the presidency to George W. Asshat in 2000.
Yes.
I don't think that's his real name.
No.
Are you sure it's not his given name?
Carl, the other number he apparently didn't want to mention is the Fox News poll, which was
yes.
Obama way ahead.
That's where things get inconvenient, though.
Yes.
Is when you realize that not only has President Obama been pulling ahead in swing states for weeks now. I mean, he's at the point where he is approaching double digits in Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. And the calculus said, for my right-wing friends is an advanced form of math. the calculus said that if Romney didn't win Florida, he could not come up with the delegates to win or the convention, right. the Electoral College votes to win at all. And now it looks like he's not only losing Florida, but he's losing Ohio and Virginia and most of the other swing states as well.
Pennsylvania.
It's not looking pretty. Pennsylvania,
yep.
Michigan, Wisconsin. I mean, this could be the first election since the 70s that one of the party's tickets did not win any of their home states. And Mitt Romney has two.
As we were saying, apparently the trees and the poles not the right height in Michigan or anywhere, really.
Right.
Newt Gingrich on CNN.
The Romney campaign has yet to find a thematic way of explaining itself. And laying out in a clear, crisp way the difference between Romney and Obama. And I think that, frankly, is a problem. They seem to have this overly methodical model where they go out and they keep saying the same thing.
Mm.
And it doesn't, the world's too fluid. The world's too sophisticated for that.
Oh,
it's too methodical, too scientific.
Somebody needs to reboot the Rombot.
Well, I just love hearing Newt Gingrich trying to give advice on how to run a campaign to Mitt Romney.
Oh, sure.
I'm surprised he didn't pause after saying the word model and think, model. I like models.
All right, David Barton on Wall Builders Live Radio Show.
Wall Builders Live, yes.
Okay.
A two-word axiom that we ought to emblazon on everything we have. Liberalism kills.
Yeah.
Liberalism kills, whether it's in a family, whether it's in a university, whether it's in education, whether it's in business, whether it's in government, and especially in
government.
The nominations, liberalism kills.
Liberalism
that's
kills.
That's a great axiom to remember is liberalism kills.
Well, liberalism that's a very simple-minded. There's one theme to that radio show there.
And, you know, this guy that you just played, David Barton, he is he's basically a crypto historian for the right-wing religious nutcases
right.
of the world. He believes that Jesus personally conquered America and then wrote a constitution.
Sure.
Yikes.
But anybody who wants to know about how just demented this guy is should read Chris Rota's book. It's called Liars for Jesus. You might even only need to read the title in the bookstore.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
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 What's a wall builder? Is that the name? Why is that the name of the radio show?
Because they're building the wall of Jericho or something. I don't know.
We can never forget to remind people that the only reason that conservatives support Israel is because they think it will hasten Armageddon.
Yeah, right.
So listen up, Jews. Right-wingers love you because they think that you're about to be eliminated by the second coming of Christ.
Right.
Don't tell them the end to the rapture. Carl Frisch, can you hang on? You've been entirely too good, and we're entirely too chatty. All right, hang on. We have two more little scotches of Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, there's enough tuna and Merlot to last me 2 weeks. Well, where would I pee? I'll just go in the empty bottles. Yay.
We'll peek
tuna
into my
Merlot.
World. Yum, yum. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch from Bullfight Strategies.
What?
We've held him through the break, as they say, in the broadcasting business, because he's just so good.
Well, now we're in the C block.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go again with your TV talk.
Well, it is a C block.
Carl, they're putting us, would you believe, in almost prime time on Current to do a pre-debate coverage.
Yep.
And Chris is like, I've never done a TV show before. I'm like, oh, stick with me. I know what I'm doing.
I've only done radio on the TV. I've never done TV.
We're going to be this close to prime time. I got no prompter. I got, woo, it's going to be crazy.
Well, you know, TVs, Chris, are this new technology.
Oh, I know.
Transmit news to the people.
I'm going to have to do hair and makeup, the whole thing, no baseball hat. It's very stressful. All right, let's continue the Right Wing World.
Is it going to be like Mystery Science Theater 2000?
No, this is like...
No, it's before the debate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Chris only has to do half of that, so you'll look good in makeup, Chris.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
All right. Big powder puff.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Bill Cowan, Fox News military analyst?
Yes.
All right, then.
This president, this administration, is not as behind Israel as they would like everybody to believe, more specifically the Jewish voters out here in America. I'm astounded at how many Jewish voters are still going to vote for him. Those that do can't be as close to Israel as we'd like to think.
Oh, Jews aren't close enough to Israel. Okay.
Wow. So, you're not Jewy enough, apparently, according to Bill Cowan.
I get the fact that right-wingers like Cohen like to think that we're going to invade Iran if Mitt Romney's president. I'd love to know who they're trying to impress by wanting to invade, you know, what they would call the Soviet Union. Yeah. So they've learned quite a bit from the Republican, from George W. Bush. Cut taxes on the wealthy and pick some random countries to go to war with.
We have to go get our number one geopolitical foes, anyone from the Rocky movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Dolph Lundgren.
But Islamic fundamentalism in Iran came as a direct result of our overthrowing Mossadegh, who was elected.
Right.
There's that. Okay.
Are you apologizing for America?
Yeah, sound like a gem.
There he goes again.
Are you explaining, you know, what's happening in the Middle East? I always get those things confused thanks to the Republicans.
All right. Eric Bowling on the five.
Is there any question at some time between now and 42 days from now that there's going to be something that's returned? Maybe there is, I don't know, a terror cell that gets hit, but let's make sure it's done for the right reasons, not just for, you know, a campaign event.
Oh, is there ever a wrong reason to go to war? Not in right-wing world.
Well, let's remember. Eric Bowling got really upset yesterday when he thought for a moment that Mitt Romney had earned the nickname The Stench from Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And was so pleased when he found out it was just a piece of satire.
Oh, it's satire.
Because his nickname around Fox News is The Stench.
The Stench.
And he's been, you know, whenever I listen to him, I think he's been smoking out of too many bowlings.
Yeah.
Hey. See what you did there, Carl Frisch. You're a little scamp. Well, we were just talking in the break, Carl, about, like, how many, like, campaign-ending moments has Mitt Romney already had? I was catching up. I was saying on, you know, my Bill Maher's and stuff last night, I couldn't sleep. And it's like, after the Middle East comments, you're like, well, that's the moment. Campaigns. And that was before the 47%. And then there was the, you know.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's.
Oh, there was the Olympics, and there was his comments in Poland. And, I mean, there's this one thing. I mean, he admitted on the Stump this week that. And this is something that was funny watching because you had Paul Ryan standing right behind him and it looked like he just heard his child yell a curse word in a crowded theater. When Mitt Romney said Obama had not raised taxes.
Yeah.
Just one thing after another, and they keep on saying, well, you know, he'll shake this off, he'll get more personal. It doesn't matter if he gets more personal. People don't like him because
Paul
they've chosen a human leader.
Paul Ryan has a new plan. It's the plan to return to the private sector. he's going to come out with a shiny book. All right,
I think they have to recalibrate the phony emotion chip in Mitch's.
Yeah, exactly.
Mitts, where his brain would be if he were human. Yes.
Right, exactly. Carl Frisch, delightful stuff at Bullfight Strategies this week. You're delightful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Talk to you next
week.
Have
a good week.
Thank
you.
Bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
No,
all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But you notice when he's trying to sound like he's emotional, his voice goes into this sort of range. And, oh, I feel deeply, I'm told.
Didn't Hal bring that up yesterday? Many of us were very concerned about the plane incident with Ann. You mean
you were
concerned? It's your wife
yeah.
and you some sort of something that approximated a human emotion? Many of the people on the
team
were.
I'm told I was very concerned.
The wife unit appeared to be.
Stop it.
Okay. All right.
Stop it.
Since we're in the right, we just finished the right-wing world.
Right.
Rocky Mountain Mike has given us a tribute to all our right-wing troll callers.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your show since I first sat on my remote. I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides. I've got some lame, half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get through, like a right-wing troll boy, talking out my ass about subjects I don't even know, and hogging up all your phones. Like a right-wing troll boy, speaking up the airwaves of TV and radio. Right-wing troll boy.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
That's awesome.
Free world. Jerry writes, do you want the guy who decides to open the windows in a jet when a fire breaks out to answer the 4 a.m. call in the White House?
Oh, God, no.
There's an Obama ad right there. There's someone that's good in emergencies.
Boy.
We need some air in here. Dave in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I've been trying to get a hold of you for a month. I just been watching a month. Well, then I flipped through my TV shows, and I see you there. I listen to it. I got the biggest kick out of it.
Aww.
Now, I'm from Ohio, where Boehner's from.
Oh, John Boehner, yeah.
You know,
Yes, John Boehner.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. John Boehner, that's where I'm from. I'm about 10 miles from him, and that's still not far enough yet. But I just listen to his crap, and then I see these Republicans are trying to run over the top of us, and I know what these guys are. He's so dumb. You know how he got in there? He got to go on door to door with Jehovah's Witness. That's how he got in there.
All right.
And now Romney's going to do the same thing. You notice Romney's got more bodyguard as the president does, just to fight off the hecklers and stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. By the way, he's gotten to that George H.W. Bush moment. The headline is, slipping in polls, Romney assures voters, I care. Message, I care.
Oh, yeah. Message, I care.
He can't even phrase things like a human. Message, care. Okay.
Care, do I.
Sweet Jesus.
I'm told I care very deeply.
Here it is, slipping in the stage that could sink his presidential bid. Mitt Romney declared Wednesday, I care about the people of America.
Oh, yes. Especially those 47%. I care more than I do about the other 53. I care a lot. So I'm told.
Oh, boy. Kevin in Olympia, Washington. Hi, Kevin. Welcome.
Hello, Steph.
Yes, hi.
So glad to talk to you. I wanted to make a comment about Romney's Chinese jobs program. He had mentioned that he invested in a factory where there were 20,000 women and it was surrounded by a wall and barbed wire.
Yes, he had a little gleam in his eye when he talked about it.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine that he's naive enough to believe his Chinese handlers that the wall and barbed wire was to keep the unwashed masses of workers out.
Yes, yes, because they're so attractive, those jobs.
Yeah, these are the same factories that are now putting up suicide nets.
Yes.
Now, he was either being very naive or very self-serving in buying this line. And I can't imagine this isn't a bigger story than it is.
Yeah, no, I've heard
suicide
it.
Suicide nets, that's marvelous.
Everything he says is so awkward and
off-key.
Hey, I'm working
three jobs. Typically American.
Fantastic.
Cool. Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah. Suicide nets keep you from losing workers.
That's marvelous.
Fantastic. Yeah. John in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, John.
I am so glad to be on with you. Honey.
Thank you.
I was listening about the guys that talked about how everything would be so much better. The unemployment numbers would be lower if the Congress would have just, the Republicans had gotten out of the way.
Yes.
And the guy in the Senate said that they want to make him a one-term president. That was their agenda.
Yep. And Mitch McConnell.
And it seems to me that they're obstructionists and they ought to be charged with treason. Anyone that would intentionally hurt the people of the country and the people they represent to try to achieve their own agenda is a treason. It should be charged.
I would just vote them out. How about that?
Yeah.
I would just.
That's all you have to do.
Vote them out, firing squad. Boy, so tough.
It is treason. He's right.
Yeah. With extra treason berries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few.
Now with more treason.
Stop it. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's our new soundbite crack.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know what it was? It wasn't just that. It was he literally dropped his head in his hands.
Yes, yeah. He was saying like that with his head in his hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
sweet Jesus.
All right. Boy, it's probably some little something extra in his morning Joe these days. Yeah. Just to get through the morning.
Another thing about Romney.
I just want to tell him that Bailey's is quite tasty in coffee.
Mm,
yes.
Yum. Thanks for the tip.
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
That's right.
Don't I know it. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Kid tested. John Conyers approved. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back. Stephanie Miller.
More of that early 90s rap for you, Steph.
Woo! It is the Stephanie Miller Snap. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right. I love it that our right-wing callers get Twitter feed. They get Twitter accounts.
Yes, they do.
Instantly.
Yeah,
Road Flare Mary is all the rage.
Right.
On the interwebs, she is the right-wing caller. She's a little phlegmy.
A little.
We think she smokes road flares.
Yep.
We don't know, but she has some various thoughts on blacks and food stamps and groceries.
That's right.
Oh, and she had a zinger last week where she told me to smoke my dildo, which was awesome.
Made that the best day ever.
What does Mary have to say on her Twitter feed today?
Mary has a Twitter feed. Road Flare Mary has a Twitter feed.
And a little lamb.
She has a little bio there. It says, likes smoking, hates blacks with full grocery carts, escalates dildos, and the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Uh-huh.
All right. And she tweeted you, and she said, you think you're so la-di-da with your swimming pool parties and your pink berries. Cough, cough. I gack up phlegm bigger than you, Steph. Suck it.
We have the best writers on our side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and she sent another one?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, Mary.
I ought to schlep up to Seattle to heckle you. I'll get you my pretty little dildo smoker and your little show, too. If I could still fit in a car.
All right. We also have no information that Mary is zapted. We don't
know.
There's a lot of people impersonating her online with wigs and lipstick and house dresses.
And there was
I don't eat food. I live on nicotine and schnapps.
The Stephanie Miller Show has no information whether Rosemary Mary lives on nicotine and schnapps.
It sounds like it, though. And then listener Patrick did a great caricature of her yesterday. That's posted up on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People, see, it's the right-wing shows that use Planet Callers. We don't.
No. That's organic.
Yep, that's real.
Yeah. Oh, she tweeted me, too.
Well, uh-huh.
If Obama wins, and he ain't, I'll rollerblade naked down Lakeshore Drive and do a nude handstand on Navy Pier. I do that most Mondays.
How come we're giving her a New York accent?
I have no idea.
We don't know. That's everybody's favorite hobby is imitating from their own impression. Guys are better at it.
Right.
And
well,
another thing. Don't get me started on the Jews.
I'm guessing that you're correct, that Mary has some thoughts on some other groups besides the blacks.
The Jews and the homos.
That are hogging all the food stamps from her son. That was my favorite part of the cartoon yesterday, is there's a picture of her son on the wall. It's a mugshot.
Yeah, it says Sonny. And
Sonny.
And he has googly eyes. It's
my nightmare.
Oh, God.
Black Jew homos. It's my nightmare. I can't sleep thinking about it.
All right. Karen in Virginia. And you know, I'm also thinking that she spitballed that dildo line with a bunch of friends.
I think she did.
A bunch of Tea Party friends.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Yeah. Wait a minute. I can't even get through it.
Should get more self tolerance.
I can tell to go smoker. Okay. And they're like, Mary, calm down. We can't hear what you're saying. Karen in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we should take up a collection, buy her a dildo.
Yeah, I think she's more sorely in need of one than I am.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I'm your official homeschool mom here in Virginia.
All right, then.
And I know Mudcat's going to probably be on here later.
Yep.
But I got to remind everybody in Virginia, down ballot counts.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
If Cantor's big, snobby little butt out of there.
Yeah. Send him back to Montauk.
Oh, please. No. Can we just shoot him to the moon with Gingrich?
And the moon colony.
They start their own colony of idiots.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Oh, boy. Poor Mittens. Where do you start? No wonder. Yeah, you know what? Paul Ryan has that look where I'm not sure if Mitt, I don't know what it is, but every time he's behind him, he's just like...
Yeah.
Ugh, what did you say? Mittens told voters in Westerville, Ohio yesterday not to expect a huge cut in taxes.
Oh, dear.
From his economic proposal, noting that he's also going to get rid of deductions and exemptions. The message is at odds, of course, with the GOP nominee's promises to cut taxes for the middle class and small business. We have that.
Don't be expecting a huge cut in taxes, because I'm also going to lower deductions and exemptions.
Okay.
But by bringing rates down, we'll be able to let small businesses keep more of their money so they can hire more people.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie? Isn't
that wonderful, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
I won't go!
All right. How Ohio began to slip away from Romney is the headlines are starting to. As people have said over and over, no Republican has ever won the White House without Ohio, and it is looking increasingly out of reach.
Yeah.
He's what, the president is about 10 points up.
Mm-hmm.
With each recent poll, Ohio has begun to look less like a swing state and more like a roadmap back to the private sector for Mitt Romney. Eight of the 12 public polls conducted after the DNC have showed Romney with at least a four-point deficit, and the last one, as we were just saying yesterday, by 10. The reasons why Romney has lagged behind, well, it starts with he's Mitt Romney.
But
they're
sure.
But they're saying specifically in Ohio, the auto rescue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The pollster said, you can't combine let Detroit go bankrupt, quote, with the 47% remark. You create a pretty powerful narrative across the country, but especially in Ohio. A survey from Purple Strategy in June also showed that Bain-centric attacks were carrying far more potency in Ohio than other battlegrounds. Compounding matters for Romney in Ohio is they have a governor who's an idiot. Did you ever have that happen?
Did you ever have a governor who was an idiot?
Because John Kasich keeps frequently touting Ohio's steadily declining unemployment rate, which is undercutting Mitt's whole... You
argument.
Know, yes, yeah. Exactly. and of course, the declining employment rate is because of the president's auto rescue, not because of John Kasich. The pollster said they made a run at it, but it just seems like their playbook was to rely on the super PACs while Democrats knew we had to outwork them on the ground. Like early voting, it looks like the Obama camp way ahead of the game, and things are proceeding nicely. So,
and early voting starts in, what, 5 days in Ohio, something like that?
Election day starts now in some critical swing states. We'll talk about
in
that.
Iowa, yes, but yeah. I think in Ohio it's like in 5 days.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So when Mitt loses, will he move to the Caymans or Switzerland?
Or Switzerland. Mm. So many houses to find to vacation in. Who can say? All right. Let's go to Sean in Michigan. Hi, Sean.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Have you seen that Glenn Beck has his own TV channel?
Yes. I heard about that.
And who would be insane enough to give him his own channel?
Well, I don't...
I mean, it's got to be like Fox News without the integrity or the fact-checking.
No, I think he burned his bridge with Fox News, yeah, so I don't think it was Fox News.
I don't know where is his channel. Is it operating yet?
I wasn't it on like a satellite delivery service or something like that?
Sure.
Because I know it's
I
on the internet.
I could probably get one of those.
I think it's on the internet. I know it's on the internet, but I think it's on the satellite delivery service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don in Ohio. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Eldor, and I sure enjoyed your show here in Columbus.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
we met you. Yeah, we had a good time.
Thank you.
I'm a canvasser for the Obama campaign here in Pickerington, Ohio, which is just one of the many suburbs around Columbus.
Right.
And I was just wanting to let you know there's another big lie that the Republicans are putting out.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know, this Obamacare, they just can't quit on that. And you know it's all about profits because they're only concerned about having to spend 80% of their premium on coverage rather than in their pockets, right?
Well, you know, Don, I think they've lost that battle, too. I'm just reading this poll. 7 in 10 Americans think Obamacare is here to stay. You know, I think they've just lost that whole – they don't think it's going to be repealed. And by the by, the 63% of respondents in this poll were also in favor of the state-run insurance exchanges that many Republican governors are refusing to set up, just in case Mitt Romney wins. Might be time to move to your plan B on that.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just a little. I'm helper. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Just your job to make everything in my life dirty and wrong.
What?
Mockers, that's what you are. Full-time mockers.
Yes, we are.
Mocker. I'm not a rocker or a malt. I'm a mocker.
Okay, all right. So what if I talk to Jackie like I'm in eighth grade? So what?
Anyway.
Okay, okay.
I'm all right, and he's all, and then
he's
like,
I got it.
Doesn't set up.
Anywho, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by British Police Uniforms LA. Impersonating a cop in a stolen uniform is a bad career move, unless you're the future GOP heir to the presidency. If you're special and see yourself as a future prime minister, British Police Uniforms LA can suit you.
All right. By the way, a very good impression of the guy that owns the show. That's trying to kill me for the life insurance.
Okay,
like, okay, do we not like making money? Are we allowed to say what I was asked to promote yesterday?
Oh, well, I mean, we can allude to it, I think. It was a really unusual...
In answer to the question, will I promote anything, the answer is no.
No.
I will not.
Computer says no.
Even I have...
Astroglide, fine, but you draw the line at this other
thing. How do we explain it?
Well, it's a product that's designed to mask
certain smells.
The taste.
Is it taste or smell?
Pleasuring your man.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
You were asked to promote a product that did that.
Who better? Who better?
Yes.
Okay.
That's such we had the same. No.
Yes, perhaps I'm not the best person. Okay. Hey, look, it's an unsolicited testimonial to me. Look, it's from Linda in Minneapolis. Steph, I tried for a whole week to go without the yearly podcast subscription, $4.95 of you by year in advance. Thank you. Could not do it. It cannot be done. I caved and I just resubscribed. Oh, Lord. When the Stephanie Miller Show gets under your skin, give up and enjoy. Yeah, lay back and enjoy it. You cannot resistance is futile.
Sometimes you just got to lay back and enjoy the ride.
That's right. That's right. I even listen when I can't sleep at night. Steph had in Minneapolis. Linda, thank you, Linda. Why not? And there's no bad aftertaste. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, just let that lie.
Okay, wait. I have another unsolicited testimonial real quick before we get to Jackie here. Let's see. Who is this? JoJo? Jody. I'm sorry. In Brick, New Jersey.
Okay.
I owe Al Gore, Biggie, Steph. The laughter and sanity you've provided me over these last months as I began to watch you in Current has been a true godsend. Godsend. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, cue Heavenly Choir. Thank you.
Okay.
But for a twist of fate, I may have gone to my grave never hearing Jim Ward do his... Not yet.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This is like the Romney campaign.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Train wreck. I would never have heard Jim Ward do his turtle Mitch McConnell voice, which one time made me laugh so hard I literally did a spit take of my soda into my husband's dinner plate.
Oh,
oh wow.
I think I would... I assume
your husband was eating lettuce at the time.
Yes. I think about how I would have missed Rocky Mountain Mike and his hilarious bits, especially Skeeter.
Yeah.
Hip-hop barbecue. Okay.
Canyon Muslim, Nazi, Socialist, Liberal.
Rachel Maddow's a guy.
I cringe when I realize how much I giggle when driving to work in the wee hours thinking about road flare, Mary, dressage horses, and Roland's balls. I'm literally jealous that there are step heads out there who've probably had years and their lives due to the laughter you provided. I have VIP seats for the Beacon since the moment you could purchase them for October 27th. You mean with that huge celebrity guest on panel?
You can't talk about?
Right, I can't. And I can't remember being as exciting for anything as I have for this show. I feel like a 6-year-old on Christmas Eve. I'm able to sleep out of sheerish joy anticipation. Thank you, Al Gore, and thank you, all the sexy liberals. See you at the Beacon, October 27th. Yay! And in Seattle this Saturday, speaking of amazing things that Al Gore has brought you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Schechner again.
Oh, my God, it's my best friend. Okay, so I was saying to the guy that I booked on the panel. Okay, never mind.
And Ted, I kept on.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie Schechner.
We listened. Right? We got an earful of the way she talks to you on the phone. It's really. What?
I hate them.
I hate
Jackie. I'm not talking to them. I'm only talking to you.
Oh my God! I just have a couple of letters to read. I won't call anybody to you.
That's exactly what you said.
It actually does sound like that, but I give it right back.
I hope your spleen explodes. I don't know why I picked that organ. Anything would be fine.
It's a funny organ.
All right. Now, thank God I provide...
Ow, my spleen!
Thank God I provide health care to you.
Yeah, I know, thanks.
Worthless waste of space. Okay. Jackie, we were talking to you at the top. This new poll, 7 in 10 Americans think the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. That's good. 63% were also in favor of the state-run insurance exchanges that many Republican governors are refusing to set up because they're so confident in a Romney victory, you see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a silly thing to do because if they can't prove by January 2013 that they can get something in place and running by January 2014, the government, national government, just takes it over. So their state's not going to not have an exchange. It's just going to be a federal government-controlled exchange because the law mandates that there has to be one in every state. So it's stubborn, and then it's kind of stupid
yeah.
at the same time.
Well, we were saying that the big challenge here is that only 14% of this poll really correctly identified a lot of things. Still a lot of misconceptions about the Affordable Care Act out there. And, you know, I was laughing, but literally I got a right-wing letter, and Jackie just went through point by point, and she's like, okay, PolitiFact, lie of the year. Okay, here's what comes next, you know?
But yeah, people just aren't paying attention. And, you know,
what? Did you say something?
You're like every other man in my life, Jim. the people aren't paying attention. They don't know the details, and they're already determined to hate it without knowing what's in it.
Right.
And it doesn't let them keep an open mind and be positive about what the possibilities are. And that's so frustrating because it doesn't have to be political. We can just turn around and say, you know what? The insurance companies have been hurting us and have been bad for our health for years, and now we have an opportunity to put our health above their financial, what they make a financial priority, right? Our health
right.
above their profits. And that's not a bad thing. And
right.
it's not about government control. It's about taking control back from the insurance companies.
Right, exactly. All right. Now, Jackie Schechter has a great feature that she does on Current.com called You're Not Helping.
Right.
We mentioned for entirely different reason yesterday Madonna not helping. And now there's a new reason Madonna's not helping. Would you care to elaborate?
Yeah, well, actually, the column's not up yet. I'm still waiting for the higher-ups to approve it, so maybe the fact that we talk about it will...
we'll push them along.
See how I am?
Yeah.
Now they have no choice.
I'm very dictatorial like that when it involves my best friends.
Yeah.
Do it!
They're actually not. I was just procrastinating on my homework and got it into them late yesterday.
Oh, okay.
the cat ate my homework. Basically, Madonna went on stage in D.C. and gave this whole diatribe about how much she loved Obama, which was great, mm-hmm. and then called him a black Muslim.
Right.
And so I'm writing a little column about how that's not helpful and why.
Yes, she said she was being deliberately ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. And what I address in the column is that there's certain ways that you can perhaps convey to
irony.
People that you're joking
yes.
Or that
right.
you're being facetious. And those clues were not necessarily there
right.
if you watched the video.
Maybe she could donate that particular thing just to Alanis Morissette as something else that also is not ironic,
not ironic
but just unfortunate.
Ironic.
Right. Yes.
Flying
really.
Chardonnay?
It's,
no.
It's inconvenient and unfortunate. But
right.
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 But that doesn't scan as well.
Right.
Music.
And some of those are kind of icky.
Isn't it a
black Muslim flying your Chardonnay. It's not ironic.
Isn't
it just
inconvenient
weird.
And unfortunate? No.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
No. She said, well, here's what she actually said. Now, it's so amazing and incredible to think we have an African-American in the White House. We have a black Muslim in the White House. It means there's hope in this country, and Obama's fighting for gay rights,
boy.
So support the man. All right, that's a little mishmash
yeah.
of things that are
yeah,
true and not
else
true.
Yeah, she said was great, and you're allowed to be passionate, especially in D.C., because they don't know how to speak anything else but politics in D.C. So she was speaking, and I can say that because I lived there for 6 years. but she, you think L.A. is a company town? I mean,
yeah.
It's just not helpful, and so my column is just about. But I will say that I am a big Madonna fan.
Yeah.
I respect her. I think that she has done an incredible job over the years at managing to stay fresh and relevant.
Yeah.
And so I don't knock Madonna.
I'm a big fan because, like me, she's a big burper.
Hi, I'm Madonna.
I've had that soundbite since 1980-something. It's an actual Madonna from my studios at Hot 97 in New York.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it
is.
You carry it with you?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Is that the oldest thing in your box?
I beg your pardon, Jackie.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You become a Moak. What's going on?
That is awesome, Jackie.
She just behaves badly when she's around. She's showing off for the boys now.
Yeah.
A little flirty for the boys.
No, we were talking about that she also, like, ripped her clothes off and had Obama written across her or whatever. And
yeah, that I don't need to see necessarily.
Yeah.
But she's in amazing shape for a 54-year-old. Let's give her that.
Well, not that I'm not doing that, by the way, Saturday in Seattle, but
right.
I'm just saying.
But Madonna's all, like, sinew and veins. That's
she
all
she
is.
She looks a little like Edgar Winter at this
a little bit.
Stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily everybody's body type, but, I mean, she's definitely kept it together.
Sure.
I mean, that's got to give you some. Okay, I'm trying to be nice.
Listen,
stop it.
She has better abs than Paul Ryan, and that's the That's the important thing.
That's all that. Well, she should run for vice president because clearly that's
she's
that's
more
all
qualified.
You need.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Jackie Schechner. I do not talk to you. I do talk to you in an eighth grade way off the air, but you know, it's because we're BFFs, right? Oh my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, totally. Like.
Okay.
I think more annoying than that actually is our right before bed sleepy little girl voice.
Oh yeah, when Roland and I were doing FaceTime with Jackie. Why do you have to make everything in my life dirty? Okay. We were doing FaceTime with Jackie, and we were on vacation, and Jackie and I both sound like, is it Pebbles? Yeah, Pebbles.
Yeah. Bam, bam.
Like, I'm sleepy, bam, bam. Hi. It's horrible.
You call each other before bed?
Oh, wow.
Not every night. Roland, listen, Roland is our shared gay. She was going to steal my gay, and we decided to share him.
Yes.
So now we do, like, email chains and stuff every day. What? Stop looking at me like that.
That's like Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice over there.
It's a little
Jesus.
Weird.
Jesus. We are a throuple. A throuple is like a threesome, but there's no sex.
I see.
Okay.
But there are balls, apparently.
Well, I have not seen them. For the record, I have not seen them.
She's the one that's
throuple. And I would like to keep it that way.
All right. Jackie Schechner, thank you, honey.
There's, bye, guys.
There
bye.
We say goodbye in our professional voices.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, come on. Everybody has, like, a pet voice. People have a professional voice. Come on. Me and Fred are watching now. Hi, me and Fred. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour.
Oh.
Are you saying sweet Jesus and putting your head in your hands?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour. Oh, heavens. I have my Road Flair Mary voice, and I have my... It's just throughout the day. In the morning, I start Road Flair Mary. By nighttime, I'm like...
You're like Pebbles.
19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Sorry, I was busy. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
Sweet Jesus.
This is a disaster of epic proportions today. Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
I just saw a video clip that David Korn over at Mother Jones dug up from 1985. It's of Mitt Romney saying that the mission of Bain Capital is to harvest profits from companies.
Ooh, like organs. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. And I tweeted the link to you guys because I listened to it, but I thought, oh, there's some clips in here that Stephanie might like to play.
Yes, I think that I might find something in that. Thank you. Mitt Romney, yesterday, I think this is his way of saying, okay, he's a better speaker.
Talk is cheap. You can be extraordinarily eloquent.
Right.
And describe all the wonderful things you can do. But when you cut through the words, you can look at the record. And when you can see policies that have not created the jobs America needs, then you know it's time to choose a new leader, get a new coach, get America growing again.
Or you can see someone that's created 4.6 million private sector jobs since he's been in.
Right.
The unemployment rate was peaking around 10%.
Saved the country from the worst depression since 1929.
Uh-huh. Yes. With absolutely no help from the other side. So you could look at the record and see actually even better than the eloquent speeches.
I'm very concerned about the fact that he just talks good and has done nothing for this country.
Just because I don't talk more good.
You can tell I'm concerned because I'm affecting emotion in my voice, or so I'm told.
Okay. Message, I care. Okay. Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kevin.
Well, good morning, lovely Stephanie. I want to wish you a happy birthday. I swear if I was in the studio there, I'd give you some birthday looks you never forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, now your aunt is listening. Come on, Kevin.
Sorry.
Trust me, I've been a very, very naughty girl.
You bring your sexy liberal toy to D.C. We'll take care of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Kevin.
Really quick, in the right-wing rag, the Washington Examiner yesterday, there's an article where several conservatives, including Rush the Drug Lush, Laura Ingraham, and Mark Latrine, among others, whine about the alleged unfair coverage that the mainstream media is making Romney look bad.
Yeah, they're making it look like Romney's losing in some way. It's awful.
I mean, do they really? I've heard the thing about living an alternative reality on him, but the Fox Noise poll shows him up. People, what are you talking about?
No, it's liberal bias to report on the polls. Apparently, the math is. Go ahead.
I'm just saying you for strange reason on purpose deal with these people. So I just sometimes need you to be my conduit. Why is it that documentable, provable, seeable facts don't penetrate these people?
Well,
the facts have a liberal bias.
That's right.
Yes.
Clearly.
I'm sorry, you said penetrate.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, by the way, so Ellie and Sausalito and Julie in Seattle are coming to Sexy Liberal on Saturday in Seattle, Kevin. And they met way back when in the day, like years and years ago.
Right.
And she
Ellie Steph Space.
Right, and they sent me a picture of Kevin carrying me through a ballroom in D.C.
Right. Remember? Oh, I remember that.
Well, and also, even more intimate that, if you go to Quick Plug, the KFDC channel, you can see Stephanie even being more affectionate than Amir Carey across the
room. Oh, really? Oh, dear. Yes,
we
played the music from An Officer and a Gentleman. It was a really touching video. All right, Kevin, you scamp. All right. What are you looking at over there?
You'll never guess who has its own Twitter feed now.
What?
Roland's Balls.
Oh, yay! Yay! They have become...
After you. No, after you.
Very
Thank
polite.
You.
They really are polite.
You know what their first tweet is? Please stop constantly shoving me in everybody's face. I feel so exposed on your show. I am not one of your fans.
Or two of your fans.
I am not one of your fans.
Oh, boy. We might have to open the show.
And we're not interchangeable. There's a vast difference between us.
Oh,
see what I did there?
Lordy.
So sweet Jesus.
You know what? We may have to add Roland as a juggling opening act.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I like the humming. It shows her pleasant disposition.
Stephanie Miller.
Those morning hums are what helped get me out of bed.
What?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Wake up, baby. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Roland has been informed that his balls have a Twitter feed.
Yep.
What is the tagline? It says...
I've been his best friend since 12 and just like hanging out.
Mm-hmm. And not so much into Yom Kippur?
No, forget Yom Kippur. I'm more into Palm Sunday, if you get my meaning.
All right, then.
So that happened.
So then we all let it.
Yep.
Doug in Vancouver, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
I've been following you since you used to have Joe Scarborough's gig there for a short time.
Yes, and
remember
then
that?
And then MSNBC said, "Oh, sweet Jesus."
Stupid of them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
But I'd like to just say real quick, I'm sorry that the news cycle dropped the thing on the assault gun thing, because I'm a gun owner out here, and I get kind of aggravated at the NRA and their misquotes and everything. My point is, I'm really mad that it's easier for my kid to get online and get 1,000 rounds of ammo.
Yep.
And it's easier for him to do that.
Doug, did you
for
see
an elderly lady in Pennsylvania to vote? And that's a sin. That's a crime.
Yep. Yep. Did you see? Speaking up to the sucking up to the NRA. Did you see this? Paul Ryan buys hunting gear for his 10-year-old daughter in Ohio.
Yeah.
I'm taking Liza deer hunting in deer season because she's 10 years old. She can hunt starting at 10. I got her a rifle for Christmas last year, so I'm getting her ready to go.
I let her practice on the dog first.
Yes, there's nothing like bonding over the body of a dead animal that you've just shot with your new Christmas rifle.
Or you hope it's dead and not just wounded.
Whew, all right. You know, maybe I'm just one of them big city out of touch liberal elitists
right.
with no kids. Really? Okay. 10 years old? That just seems... Okay. All right. The president in Ohio campaigning yesterday.
I've woken up every single day doing everything I can to give American workers a fair shot in this global economy.
By the way, and then he talked about, you were right, early voting starting on October 2nd. That's mm-hmm. Tuesday.
On October 2nd, which is just 6 days from now, you get to start voting.
Yeah.
Ooh, that seems like a little enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Election day starts now in critical swing states. Early voting expected to exceed 2008 levels. I got your enthusiasm gap right here. The election could be won or lost weeks before election day, thanks to early voting that has now spread in one form or another to more than half of the swing states. Early voting kickoff Thursday. Is that today, right, Chris? In the critical
yep.
swing state of Iowa, with more swing states following, including, as the president just said, Ohio on Tuesday. About 35% of the vote will be cast before Election Day, according to a pollster. We know 78% of all votes in Colorado were cast prior to Election Day in 2008. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And probably it will be about 85% in 2012. The election will be essentially won or lost before Election Day, unless it's a tight, narrow, razor-thin margin. Voters will have already cast their ballots before the debates are held, which is interesting.
Right.
People are saying, oh, that's Romney's last chance to blarp. Blarp.
Mm.
Sweet Jesus. There's time for several more Sweet Jesus moments in the debates.
Oh, Sweet Jesus.
Okay. The president on jobs.
I'm not fighting to create Democratic jobs or Republican jobs. I'm fighting to create American jobs.
Yeah.
So am I. American jobs in China. It makes him American because I'm American, and so therefore, so I'm uncomfortable. Can you tell?
And the president with his zinger on the 47% remarks.
I don't believe we can get very far with leaders who write off half the nation as a bunch of victims who never take responsibility for their own lives.
Snap.
And I've got to tell you, as I travel around Ohio and as I look out on this crowd, I don't see a lot of victims.
Wow. Can you hear the crowds behind Obama as opposed to, come on, everybody.
Romney Ryan. Come on, let's hear it.
Sweet. Come on, I want to hear my name. Not just Paul Ryan's
name.
My name too.
Mason, Joe Scarborough's going to run out of expletives. What's the one?
Oh, Sweet Jesus.
Oh, chilly Christmas.
What's that one, you know, the one we like on a popsicle stick? That one.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason in, Mason in Ohio. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mason.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you doing?
Good morning, Moonshine.
I don't know if you've seen this latest ad. A gentleman that is in Marion, Indiana, and had worked at a manufacturing plant, which pretty much, I know the area, pretty much employs the whole town. They were asked to build a stage in one of their buildings.
Uh-huh.
So they did, not knowing what it's for, of course.
They're like, oh, good, and job, a work. It's a job, building a stage. And then what was the purpose?
Right. Well, Romney came in with some Bain employees and to a standing ovation of all three shifts that the company employed and
yes.
said, hey, guys, company's closed. You're fired. Have a good day. It's
Thanks.
Good to be rich.
Thanks for the stage, everybody. Good night.
Sucks yeah. to be you.
Right, exactly. And after this ad goes out, I mean, it's very poignant, and this guy mm-hmm. is very honest. He's the middle class, as middle class goes. I don't understand how middle class can back Romney. What is their excuse? How do they justify it?
Yeah, particularly now, since he just basically said, you know, F you.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them. This is, speaking of ads, a little piece of Barack Obama ad.
Romney paid just 14% in taxes last year on over $13 million in income, almost all from investments. Instead of attacking folks who work for a living, shouldn't we stand up for them?
Yeah.
Cha, just saying.
Oh, I don't think so.
That's it.
Homie, don't play that.
Oh, I don't think Mitt Romney would know that phrase. If...
Oh, why? Is this the Romney ad? This is him feigning sincerity. They think this is going to turn things around?
Yeah, him looking directly into the camera.
Mitt talking right to the camera like a human would.
Yeah, wow.
President Obama and I both care about poor and middle-class families. The difference is my policies will make things better for them.
No.
We shouldn't measure compassion by how many people are on welfare.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's that.
Wow.
That'll get
stirring
him.
Rhetoric.
Okay.
That will pull in the independents.
Wow. Is there anything else on?
There will be soon.
Can we watch cartoons?
Can we watch cartoons? Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Sue.
Hi there. First of all, a very early happy birthday to my very young friend.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous weekend and great show.
No, it's supposed to be a disaster of epic proportions, particularly if you're born on September 29th. That's what my astrology tells me.
Wow.
Oh, no, with the global warming, that's shifted all the astrological signs. So pick the one you want.
Oh, all right. I'll do something else.
Listen, I was with a friend yesterday who's an independent. He's actually a military history collector. And he was telling me he absolutely would never vote for Romney because he believes that anyone who signed the Grover-Norquist pledge not to raise taxes should be invalidated. And, in fact, anyone in Congress should be impeached.
Oh, all right.
And it made me think, though, because the fact is Mitt Romney admitted on 60 Minutes that, in fact, the middle class will be paying more taxes. And so why aren't Romney and Ryan being held to account by Grover Norquist since he's the all-powerful Oz of taxes?
Right.
Yeah.
Or is it just that as long as rich people don't have to pay more taxes?
I think when Mitt Romney yesterday said, I'm not going to really lower your taxes that much, Grover Norquist said.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'd like to see the Dems make something of this, though, you know,
because
I do think it's just another nail in the coffin of this, of hopefully his pathetic campaign.
Yeah, this is, this needs to be euthanized almost, this campaign. This is really, if you have any empathy at all. All right, Mittens yesterday.
If he were reelected, I can assure you it'll be almost $20 trillion in debt. And by the way, those debts get passed on to our kids.
Yeah.
It's not just bad for the economy. It's not just bad for our job creation. It will, in my opinion, it is immoral for us to pass on obligations like that to the next generation.
Told George Bush.
Yeah.
Debt is just out. What? Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Corky in Rochester, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Corky.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I try to listen to Glenn Beck a half hour every night to hear what his audience is hearing.
Ew.
And he's calling on them to pray away the Democrats. Pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening. And then he kind of insinuates...
Like, pray for what? Pray for the death of Democrats? Or just that they wish them into the cornfield?
Yeah, they just go away.
They go away.
Okay.
Huh. And he's calling for a subtle armed revolution.
Oh, a subtle one, though. Not a classy one. Like in white gloves?
If you could send him a fruit basket, I'd appreciate it. Because he's losing it. He's losing absolute control.
Gee, that's so new for him. He's generally so, you know, together. Really? He's becoming unhinged?
So he's promoting civil war, basically, try to overthrow the government.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
That would be treason.
In a subtle way, though.
Yeah.
Subtle treason.
You say you want a subtle revolution. Mm. That's what he's saying.
What, you got to go up to people and slap them with white gloves? Is that a subtle? Yes.
Jan.
Hey, you, D'Artagnan.
Jan in Arkansas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jan.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to talk to you.
I love you
guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to confirm what you and Jackie were talking about, the misconceptions in Obamacare,
right,
and especially for Medicare participants, which I am. I'm an old liberal. And I got into a Medicare Advantage plan.
Right.
And so a few weeks ago, I was listening to Mitt Romney. I'm Catholic, and that was penance for having a bad thought. And I had to listen to his speech. And he was saying how millions of seniors were going to lose their Medicare Advantage plans under Obamacare.
No.
You know, because they quit paying them that extra amount, which is part of the $716 billion.
Right.
And anyway, this is the time of year that seniors get to change their Medicare plan. You get one chance a year.
Right.
And so I've been waiting for my new packet from my Medicare Advantage plan.
Right.
They are still in the game, Stephanie. They, in fact, my benefits, well, I mean, what I have to pay now for my services next year actually are going down.
Yep. Yep.
So the plan is better than it was before.
Thank you. Thank you. Jen, thank you very much, because that's exactly the kind of misinformation people send around from, you know, using like sources like Sarah Palin. I mean, death panels are still out there.
Right.
Oy. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me her.
They call me monotonous. They call me tone deaf.
This is a great, great song.
You leave my ting and my other ting alone. Both of the ting tings. Oh, speaking of
couples. Is that what we're calling Roland's Balls now?
Roland Balls' Twitter account has how many followers now?
29 followers.
29 followers.
So it's 14 and a half for each ball.
Is one more popular than the other? Because there's going to be infighting.
Like click clacks.
Yeah, he said his mom is so proud. She thought he'd never amount to anything.
Right.
This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie.
Oh,
what? Why?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Stop it. That's Roland's mother and father earlier this morning. Okay. wow. Mittens. Let's see. Wowee. This is just getting sweet Jesus-ier and Jesus-ier, I have to say. Asked in an interview, he's slipping in the polls. Romney assures voters, I care.
Right.
Asked in an interview about his ability to empathize with ordinary Americans, he cited the health care law he passed. The thing that he's been running away from the entire campaign. Wow. Now that really smacks of desperation. He said, don't forget, I got everyone in my state insured. 100% of the kids in our state had health insurance. I don't think there's anything that shows more empathy and care about the people of this country than that kind of record. So you want to repeal Obamacare, which is the exact same thing, was based on your plan.
Actually, Romneycare went further.
Right. Yes. That's awesome. So now he's citing Romneycare as the reason.
Okay, so he passed Romneycare, then he etch-a-sketched it away, and now he's etch-a-sketching it back?
Yes.
Into a,
shaking
Obamacare
the etch-a-sketch
is
back.
Terrible.
Right.
Romneycare is even worse.
But now I'm for it. I was against it. I was for it, and then against it.
I'm for being against for it.
Now I'm for it again.
Hi.
Wow. He said, re-elect President Obama, there's no question in my mind we'd face four more difficult years if instead I, instead when I become president. Oh, dude.
What?
Dude.
Romney, Ryan.
We're going to get this economy growing again. We're going to do all the things to ignite this economy.
Can you feel the enthusiasm?
I'm very pleased with some polls, less so with other polls. Some polls, not the right height. Some
apparently,
polls.
Apparently, the polls don't like him at all.
No. Frankly, at this early stage, polls go up, polls go down. No.
Computer says no.
No. Yuri's kind of just spiraling downward, actually.
Oh, there may be a bump or two from either side after the debates. But,
sure.
But it's trending towards Obama.
Yeah. Okay. Mitt Romney yesterday pretending to be a human.
I was yesterday with a woman who was emotional, and she said, look, I've been out of work since May. She was in her 50s. She said, I don't see any prospects. Can you help me? And I say, I'm going to do my very best to help you and millions of others like you. 23 million others like her.
If I have my way, I'm going to get you a job in a nice fenced-in area with a suicide net.
Yeah.
Where you can work for 17 cents an hour.
24/7.
I met a humanoid that appeared to be showing what is called, I'm told, is emotion. And,
They only installed the nets to contain labor costs. That's all. Seriously, they don't care about the people jumping.
Okay, Mittens, one more time.
There are so many in our country that are hurting right now. I want to help them.
Yeah.
I know what it takes to get an economy going again and creating jobs.
Like letting Detroit die?
Yes, there's that.
Outsourcing jobs to China?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jason in Chicago. Hi, Jason. Welcome.
Hi. I just was wondering if you guys might be able to address what I see as some complicity in what private equity does with the their primary investors, which are public and private pension funds. So, I mean, Romney and Bain Capital and those types, they may be the agents of taking over these companies and financial engineering them and laying a bunch of people off. But in one respect, it's the public and private pension funds that are providing the capital for him to go and do it in the first place.
You're talking about at Bain.
At Bain and other private equity firms, some of their biggest investors are pension funds. So in this weird way, you have pension funds who are looking for returns on investment to provide pension benefits to their membership, but they're investing in these vehicles that are going around and buying up these companies and laying off workers in other areas.
Yeah, well, again, because the whole premise of his pitch about his experience at Bain is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
The point is not to create jobs. It is
right.
to create wealth for Bain.
For him. Right.
Period.
Bain.
Yeah, exactly. Elena in Long Island, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Elena.
Hi.
Hi.
Really like your show. I just started watching it full time about a month ago. I didn't know it was on.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I am a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. I'm a Democrat. My parents, you know, my mother and her brother were committee women and committee men when I was growing up in Jersey. And I know when they were voting, and she had to be at the polls, I didn't even know anyone on the Republican side that was, volunteering. So, you know, one thing I have a really, really...
Who is that behind you? Who's barking? Huh? Who's barking?
Oh, my dog. That's why I moved out of the room.
What's his name?
they're liberals, too.
Okay.
Yeah, more than one. Okay.
Yeah. My sincere question is, I listen to Romney and Ryan, there's that again, and all these other people, and... I want to know, do they really believe everything that they say?
No.
No.
They don't.
No.
They just say what they need to say in order to get elected.
And you can tell because it changes every day. It's what Romney literally was for Romney Care and then against it.
Exactly.
And now he's for it again because he's, word? Desperate.
Right.
That's what it is.
But Obama, I mean, he sticks by his conviction.
Yeah. Her dogs remind me of Chester, my beloved departed St. Bernard, that didn't know who Jim was for 6 years.
Woof, woof,
Chester, it's Jim.
Woof,
Jim.
Woof,
Jim.
Woof,
Jim.
Woof,
Jim. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No. It took him exactly the same amount of time, no matter how many times Jim came over. He had a certain, like, allotted barking, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you just be like, oh, okay.
Okay. All right. You're good.
he was like the dog TSA. Okay.
Yeah.
Checking him out. Okay.
I think it was just a little slow.
Think Lanille in Montana.
All right, which way did it go?
Hi.
Hello, Lanille.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know, are you familiar with that group, the True the Vote, that are going to try and harass people when they go in to vote?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard about this when I was watching MSNBC a couple weeks ago, and I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They said they were going to make people feel like the police were following them.
Well, that's all they're left with. You know, they're desperate. They see the polls. They see the writing on the wall. And, you know, it really is it's unprecedented, the voter suppression tactics they are using in state by state. But you know what? The good news is they're losing. They're losing at the, in the courtrooms, and I think they're going to lose the ballot box.
Yep.
So there, Niener. And in addition, Nanny Nanny Boo Boo.
And Honey Boo Boo.
Nanny Nanny Boo Boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
I really have got to get some sleep. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang joins us all 3 hours tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are all off to Seattle for the big show, the big birthday show at the Paramount Theater. Very few tickets left. Go get it. All right. Hey, guess what, everybody? Thursday.
Mudcat.
Mudcat.
The most sensational Mudcat.
Excellent.
And informational.
Mudcat.
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 Do you feel your jingle lacks dignity, Mudcat?
I love my jingle. I wish y'all would send me a copy of just the jingle.
We will do that.
I'll put it on the ice cream truck and let them play it as they went through town.
We will send it to you right after the show, Mudcat.
They should play it before you enter every room. Because, you know, everybody's talking about your race. Isn't that something? Everybody thought, like, it's one of those political wisdom things. Like, oh, there's no way Eric Cantor is vulnerable. And here comes Wayne Powell, right?
Well, we had a good day today in the news, Steph. He came out yesterday. They've been hitting us. I don't get it. We were sitting at the beginning with 17% name recognition when we first polled in June. And I guarantee you, Eric Cantor, just by himself, has risen that to probably, 55-60%. But everything we do, they hit us on it. They do they did a mail piece yesterday and did a side-by-side. We got yesterday, did a side-by-side comparison. But it's just a poor political strategy. It's got all these millions of dollars, and we're sitting here throwing rocks back up the hill at them, and they're swinging at us, and it just shows his vulnerability. Yesterday, they jumped on us, said that Wayne it was a filing that was due a year ago, and it was to the House of Representatives. It wasn't an FEC thing, but it was an oversight by a new and fresh candidate, and he didn't do this filing.
And that's all they got?
So they jumped on us and said Wayne was a crook and dishonest and deceitful and all this other stuff.
I wouldn't say that to Wayne Powell's face if I were you.
yeah, really. But anyway, so they said that. So what we did was we finally put this thing to rest because Eric Cantor's, he says he's a small businessman and a congressman, but the deal is that his net worth has doubled in the last 6 years. And according to his own financial disclosures, and, he's saying, you need to file this, you need to file that. So what we did was we took 5 years of tax returns.
Yeah.
Down to the Richmond Times-Dispatch and dropped them off and said, okay, Cantor, bring yours for you and your wife. And anyway, they said they were not legally bound to do so they wouldn't. I mean, legally.
Not a lot of transparency.
Ethically?
Ethically?
A guy whose net worth has doubled since he's been in the last 6 years in Congress. And there's no ethical need to do this. And, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
It really is how close we're going to come on this thing.
Yep.
How close we're getting.
I got to say, though, Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan, to me, are the face of this 10% approval rating Republican Congress. I mean, what about Paul Ryan was supposed to be this big, this is supposed to be such a superstar pick for Mitt Romney, and it's really been a disaster, hasn't it? I mean,
I think we talked about it on the show here when it first came. I don't know how he could have picked anybody any worse. Why would you want to tie your candidacy to a dysfunctional Congress that's got a 10% approval rating? But, Romney, it's like I said last time, they're grabbing at straws, and they'll have a little bump, at some point in time, something will happen and they'll have a bump. But as far as regaining overall momentum, which we all know in campaigning, Trump's money, organization, Trump's everything, momentum, and I just don't see how he gets it back.
Yep.
And I don't see how Eric Cantor can pick up any momentum. And I think that Ryan is dragging him down. And in our particular race, all the hits on Congress now because of Ryan are hurting Eric Cantor.
Right. Well, I mean, what a few days, right? I mean, you start with the 47% comments, which he is just not recovering from. You have Paul Ryan getting booed at AARP, and then you have the Romney trying to lead the chant, which led to the Joe Scarborough.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
But I'll tell you what, Steph, that gets me, it's been, some attention paid to it, but the gender gap.
Right.
I mean, when it's at 19 points nationally, and the Washington Post did a story this week and said that in Virginia, of course, with all the transvaginal ultrasounds and all this crazy stuff that they wanted to do, our district is now 68% pro-choice.
Wow.
Is what it is. And let me tell you, with Ryan and Cantor co-sponsoring 32 pieces of legislation with Todd Akin, I mean, that's death.
Wow, and by the way, so they're starting to get behind Todd Akin. Who went up there yesterday? Jim DeMint and Rick Santorum?
Right.
And then Newt was up there the day before.
Yep. And that's nothing but good news for us, right? More pictures of all y'alls with Todd Akin, right?
It's, I don't understand. I think at Aiken, like Romney, is grabbing at straws. I think they have no plan. The Romney people do. I don't think Cantor has any plan. And what they're trying to do is just bluff their way on through it, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But there is something that worries me, Stephanie.
What's that?
Well, in fact, I was at the pleasure of meeting with the vice president day before yesterday. He was here in Richmond. And what worries me I just don't want people to think this thing is over.
Right.
And and with all these polls jumping, you know, the way that they're jumping and Obama, you know, surging to a lead, you know, here's a poor guy, you know, that gets off from work at 5 o'clock, wants to vote for Obama and for Wayne Powell. And he says, well, you know, the race is over. I might not ought to go. And, you know, the fundraising, when it looks like that the race is over, your fundraising drops. And, you know, what we need to do is keep reminding everybody that this thing ain't over it's over.
I mean,
we got to fight this thing all the way to the end.
Well, and Mudcat, I mean, I have to say that to me, the best thing about this polling is not just how far ahead the president's polling, but it really is showing up down ticket in a lot of places, including Virginia, right?
Of course. And it's I really do. I think a lot of it is the gender gap. And it's going to continue, especially in states like Virginia where, you know, they've done all these crazy things. And let me tell you, we've done a good job in Virginia of taking this abortion issue, the whole issue, and tying it to individual liberties.
Right.
And, you know, what about individual liberties? I mean, don't women have individual liberties? You know, just like you know, I have the individual liberty to carry a firearm. Doesn't a woman have that same individual liberty to determine, you know, what is going to be done with her body? And, I mean, it accentuated like that, it's powerful.
And I think that the main thing is it just doesn't square with their whole small government, the preaching small government, does it?
Well, they talk about mandates on Obamacare, and I'm not for mandates. I'll say that right now. But you know, they can mandate a woman's body. I mean, to me, you know, that is much, much, much worse than any other type of federal mandate when you mandate a restriction on a person's individual liberties.
Well, I mean, and plus their whole argument is, coming between a person and their doctor. It's like, excuse me? That's what all of those laws are about, the transvaginal probes, right?
Oh, it's insane, first off. And, you know, they play to their base and you know, but the issue is dying. It's this stuff. In 1955, they called it rock and roll. These battles have been fought a long time ago, and to continue to bring them up just to appease their base, it makes no sense at all. They got their base. It's a well-known, you know, saying in politics, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
Yeah, and they're having trouble this time with Romney, aren't they?
Are. And the you know, they're going to fall in line anyway. There's a certain segment of the population who believes that stuff, and there's nothing that we can do to retrieve them. But there is a ton of retrievables in Reagan Democrats and disenchanted women. And this Republican Party that's out there now, it's a stale argument. It's the same one they've been making since 1980 when Lee Atwater introduced you know, wedge politics into the electoral system.
Yep.
And they've got to come with something new because they keep preaching the same thing.
You know, I think I just heard
over and over again.
I think I heard Chris Matthews, it might have been Bill Maher make that point, but I think it's really a good one, is that they keep saying, we need new people. And it's like, no, you need new ideas. It doesn't matter. You keep using you can get as many new people as you want. It's the same ideas. And that's exactly what Romney and Ryan are selling. Trickle down, right? Times 10.
It's the same ideas when nothing changes.
Yep, exactly. Mudcat.
Yeah, I mean, if the ideas were working, but, you know, it's like the trickle-down economics.
Yeah.
You know, telling me that money flows from the top to the bottom is like telling me that water runs uphill.
Right.
You know, well, it just doesn't happen.
Unfortunately, they also, you know, someone was making the point that they make it seem like they were in power, like, you know, 40 years ago. It was 3.5 years ago. We remember.
Right.
With all the Bush policies. So anyway, good. Best of luck to them. Mudcat, always a pleasure, honey. Give Wayne Powell a kiss for me, and we'll talk to you next week.
And I want you to come. You got to come over here and sit on the porch with me.
Oh, you have to, Stephanie.
I would love to.
Whittle.
Horseshoes. All right, Mud.
She throws like a
Yankee.
It's
a date. Thanks, honey. All right.
See you.
Thanks, Mudcat. Bye.
See? You're making everything in my life dirty again.
Well.
Come there to his porch. Okay.
I bet you has a nice spread.
I bet you he...
No, I did not! Now, okay. Where did your mind go?
Let's just move on.
What the hell does that mean?
Myron in Seattle...
That's not dirty at all. What did you think it meant?
Myron in Seattle writes about George Bush and Mitt Romney. Just to dispel two myths, George Bush was born on second base and stole third in 2000. Yeah. Mitt Romney was born on second base, bought the opposing team, laid off the infield, and walked to third. Thank you.
There you go.
Good. Very good. Thank you. All right. We have a very touching love letter. We will get to that in just a moment. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You really got me now. You got me so I can see my mind. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me.
Oh, get off the interwebs now.
What?
22 minutes after the hour.
There's a grumpy cat being tickled, and he's not having any of it.
What's his name?
Tard.
The grumpy cat.
Tard. I mean, if you do a search on YouTube.
What is going on with the interwebs today? Roland's Balls has a Twitter feed. Road Flare Mary has a Twitter feed. I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
Road Flare Mary has, she has theme songs now, thanks to Audra and Kate, among others. This is very overwrought. Very
Please
powerful.
Don't leave us like this.
Oh, Mary.
You said she was blood. But we know that you are lying. You said she was blocked. After all your words of steel.
Go smoke your dildo.
Quick.
I must have been dreaming.
You know, every time I call in, your ratings go up.
I wish I was someone else.
You know.
I hope it's not over.
You know.
I'm looking at Tard the Grumpy Cat.
Audra's got some pipes on her, but Kenny Pick does a better Mary. Her voice is too good. She can't quite get it registered. Pardon me, Jim. I'm sorry.
I was looking at Tard the Grumpy Cat. He's just got this frown on his face like an old man.
He's so grumpy.
Jerry, where are you going? Leave me alone. Hey, get off my lawn.
You grumpy kid. Okay, wow, we need some sleep. Hey, looking here, I have a confession from, let's see.
Do you need confession music?
Yes, please. Okay. Lynn and, please take your organ out for me, won't you? Lynn in Bellingham, Washington writes, I need to confess. Steph, as a fellow former Catholic, I know you'll understand the guilt I feel why I have to confess. I've been cheating on my husband with you.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
You see
Hello.
My husband, Dave, is a morning show host on our local radio station for almost 20 years. I've spent every morning listening only to him, then suddenly...
Wow.
You little tart, Lynn. After just one little listen to your show, I was captivated. I soon started sneaking off my husband's stations during his music breaks to listen to your show. Many times I got so caught up laughing along with you and the Mooks, I forgot all about my poor husband's show. Next thing I know, I'm having you on the car on the way to work. Oh, you hussy. I couldn't help myself. We married in 2001. It was all perfect until you came along. I could just not tear my ears away from you. When you got the gig on Current, it was the answer to my prayers delivered by the Holy DVR. Cue Heavenly Angels. Oh, that's for you.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Right. I could listen to my sweet husband in the morning and watch you at night. My husband and I watch together now. He loves you that you like to watch, don't you? He loves your show, too. Now I'm having the most wonderful radio host listener three-way every day, and I'm the luckiest woman in the world. Sometimes I catch him watching you without me. And it just makes me smile. Hi, Dave. Want to know what else makes me smile? We have tickets to Sexy Liberal in Seattle. Woot! We're going to have a real three-way. Lynn and Dave and me up in Seattle on Saturday.
All right.
Thank
so
you,
she apparently deals with her husband getting up at 3 a.m. How does she make that work?
All right. Let's go to Jonathan in Pennsylvania. Hi, John. Welcome.
Yes, definitely. I just want to say first, you are completely beautiful, and Jim is totally awesome, and sometimes I wish he would just slow down because I need to stop laughing.
Okay.
And Chris Ward, Chris LaVoy should appreciate every single moment he has with you. And
right.
And also, about Mitt Romney, I just want to say, it's like, why would anyone run for the presidency trying to be Al Jolson? That makes no sense. And second of all,
Right.
Because of the brown face.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Minstrel. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And why would anyone who has who wants a car elevator, how could anyone who wants a car elevator relate to the average American?
Yeah. He can't. And clearly that's what the polls are showing. But I think your most important point is Chris LaVoy should treasure every moment he has with me and just
stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is hard.
Right. Okay. Beverly, particularly it's harder with you around. Beverly in Garland, Texas, you're on the stage.
You're lucky. I even performed for you, bastard.
Love you guys. Just found you.
Oh, hi,
and
Beverly.
I wanted to say that if Romney gets in, we will go, we definitely will go to war. And if we went to war, he would have to institute the draft because that would be the only way we'd have to have enough men and women to
fight for.
Yeah.
And I also want to remind people to vote a straight party ticket. And I also want to let you know that Thomas Jefferson ran on a small government platform, and he increased the government by 100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that fun fact. All right. Let's go to Susan in Rockford, Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Suze.
Hi.
Hi.
When any Republican says that we need better people, all they mean is we need rich people, not losers like us. They don't want us to run any schools or teach people what we know.
Right.
But doesn't it seem like Romney's like from the town of Stepford? You know how if you're disobedient in Stepford, they send you to the club and you come back with an apron and you want to make pies and you have to be upbeat and positive or you get killed.
Yes.
In Stepford.
Yes.
It reminds me like if you pretend like you've been raised there, you wouldn't know anything about science or anything in the real world. It just seems like he's awkward like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really? A little awkward? A little bit. A little bit awkward.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mary in Missouri, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to say that thanks to Jim, my son now suffers from Reince-Priebus syndrome.
Who was that?
Reince-Priebus.
Thank you.
There you go. What I'd like to do, I want to offer, I don't think it's fair that the conservatives have all of the conspiracy theories, and I wanted to offer up my own liberal one.
Okay.
Excuse me. And there's a spot in...
we only have 20 seconds.
There's a spot in that secret tape where Romney talks about the economy will get better and he doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
If he's elected. Do you think there's a chance that all the CEOs in the company are withholding hiring from their companies?
That very same thing has been said right here, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The only way to make things happen in the real world is by taking action.
Well, I've taken action. It dries your mouth out, but the sex is amazing.
What?
Why? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try it free. Check it out. Once you go to meeting, you're never going back. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and type in the promo code Stephanie. Loads you. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. All right, off to Seattle. Few tickets left for the Paramount Theater Sexy Liberal Show this Saturday night. I normally will be flying my favorite airline's Screaming Baby.
Right.
Why can't we have nice things here like this? No babies allowed. Asian Airlines introduces quiet zone for passengers interested in infant-free travel. And no extra cost. Imagine that.
No extra
Air
cost.
Air Asia. They fly to Seattle?
Well, it's on the way to Asia, sort of.
Economy class. They get aboard long-haul flights. They can enjoy a smooth, baby-free journey to their destination of choice. The quiet zone is separated from the kindergarten class by bulkheads and lavatories, but not hermetically sealed. So,
or is that kind of like, remember in the 80s, you know, there was a smoking zone and non-smoking, but
and
it
you
really
were right
didn't.
Behind it.
Yeah, it didn't make a difference because there was no wall or anything.
Yeah, so because the crying could
right.
You know, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you're in a no crying zone. You have to stop it.
Although I thought that there would be no more annoying airline than Screaming Baby, and I've actually since then, as you know, flown Chatty Toddler and also Overly Chatty Pilot Airlines, which is even worse. You know, the pilot has to tell you the entire route, like you're in a cab from JFK.
We are cruising at altitude of 36,000 feet. Currently, our heading is 019er. We will be flying over the Isthmus of Panama. And we will continue on to
seriously, like you're in a cab from right. JFK. Like, oh, really? At this hour, you're gonna go up Utah? I would go another. I don't care which way you're going.
Just cut across the park. You know,
yeah,
that's the only way. It's the only way to get to Japan.
All right. Oh my goodness. Wait, we have a love letter. I have to share this with BFF healthcare geek Jackie Shackner.
Oh, for God, love of God.
What, Jackie? It's
what
for
you.
What
do you want now? What?
Yeah. Oh, you're hassling her.
You've turned on me like one of the junkyard dogs I work with. All right. No, this is exactly what we were talking about. D. Let's see. Blah blah blah. I don't know where she's from. D. Writes, dear Steph. Yesterday I went for a mammogram only because my insurance company finally had to cover it. I was sitting in this beautiful office with several other women waiting for their mammograms, some for the first time in their lives because their insurance company never covered them before. Sitting next to me was a woman who was clutching a letter from her insurance company to prove that she didn't have to pay. She turned to me and said, I'm a Republican, but I'm voting for Mr. Obama because I can finally get a mammogram.
Yes.
I smiled at her and saw other women were slightly nodding yes to her comment. See, Jackie, I'm just saying.
It's the real-world practical applications that are going to make people understand what it is we did.
Right. All of your work was not for naught. That's all I'm saying. It was a love letter to you, is my point.
Well, thank you.
Not
I'll
for
take
naught.
It. I'll take it.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Shut up, Chris.
What?
All right. I needed a little estrogen in the fort. It's an especially irritating morning here.
That's it? Just a quick little injection? You're good?
No, I have one more story for you because I don't understand. Well, you know, I don't...
I just think you turned Jim on with that little comment you made right there, Jackie.
Okay, as you know, unless a Turk or a Spitzer or a Granholm said it, I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. Have you watched Honey Boo Boo?
No, and I'm very happy to say of all the crap reality television I watch, that is one I will not.
I will not. I will
yeah,
not.
I have
not either. Do.
I have. Well, there's more. TLC has offered. We can watch the holiday ones together, y'all.
Yeah.
They ordered
God.
A Halloween, a Thanksgiving, and Christmas specials for Honey Boo Boo.
I could not have less interest in that.
Yeah,
is a 10-year-old. Here, her popularity is based apparently on her catchphrases like "A dollar makes me holla." So basically,
okay, so we're raising a stripper on national television.
Yeah, toddlers. It's so appropriate for them to say.
10-year-old hookers is basically what we're. This is a nation of. We're trying to.
So okay. Be treated to a redneck Thanksgiving. I'm guessing Cheese Whiz is involved.
I can't even. This is what we put on television. I was upset at the Bristol Palin show, but
But you know what, Jackie? People watch it. People watch it in droves, and I don't.
But as you know, at least
I
have.
Yeah, people vote for Mitt Romney. So what does that tell you?
I have some standards. I need $50 to make you holler. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not as big a hooker as Honey Boo Boo. Thank you.
Yeah, inflation and all.
Speaking of Bristol Palin, wow, this is really going to wreck her reputation, Jackie. She fears there's a drug party. She has a tape floating around, apparently.
Oh, really?
She fears a video showing her using drugs will ruin her bid to relaunch her showbiz career.
Mm.
Is that what it was? On
she
Dancing
has,
with
she
the
has
Stars.
A showbiz career.
On Dancing with the Stars. The video was shot in 2006. Bristol is scared to death that will surface now. It allegedly shows 15-year-old Bristol smoking marijuana. So
her being an unwed pregnant teenage mother wasn't enough to embarrass
marijuana.
Her?
Marijuana. Oh.
No.
Perish the thought.
They sure got them family values over there on the right, don't they?
Yeah, up there in Wasilla.
Raising them youngins right.
You betcha.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, we were saying earlier that Paul Ryan just bought his 10-year-old daughter a rifle for Christmas so that she can go hunting. Now.
She'll shoot her eye out.
Right. At 10.
Is she going to stick her tongue on the frozen pole?
On the frozen flagpole?
Do you like that Christmas story?
Yeah. You're awesome.
All right. My last celebrity snack, Jackie, because, you know, you have to take care of important stuff like news and health care. Well, listen, the Twilight kids are back together again, and you need to know that. Robert Pattinson has moved back in with... She doesn't even need a dollar to make her holler. She just needs a director, apparently, Kristen Stewart.
She doesn't holler. She doesn't make any kind of expression. She just is there.
They have reconciled.
I didn't even get a text message from him saying that we'd broken up. No, I hear from you now.
Hot makeup sex. All right. That's all I'm saying. All right. Back to work now. Love you. I mean it.
That's it?
Yep.
That's it.
Love so you. Unfulfilling. All right. Goodbye, guys.
Whatever. I'll just be over here smoking my drugs out. Okay.
Oh, by the way, there's an Patrick, the official political cartoonist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Has a new Road Flare Mary cartoon. And
really?
We posted it up on your Facebook page.
I can't wait. He's very talented.
Yep. He's out. She's out and about in the real world.
Oh.
In this one.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Okay. What Mary's like when she ventures out?
Exactly.
Okay. Nicole in.
Get her hover around.
Hello, Nicole in Houston. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
Jim, Chris, I want to just ask y'all a question. Why haven't you got Ann Coulter on the show yet?
Yeah. Oh, dear. I did that once many years ago. It was enough.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And can I be
the comic book artist? Sweet Jesus.
Can I be the official comic book artist for the Stephanie Miller Show?
Comic book artist?
Oh, wow.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't. You know what? Ann Coulter doesn't believe anything she says. It's, you know. Now she pretends she's for Mitt Romney. She knows he's a disaster.
You used to be friends with her.
No,
well,
I did
well,
not.
Well, kind of ish.
She used to invite me out to dinner with a bunch of other political folk when she was just one of the parade of blonde Republican pundit girls back when I was, you know.
Dinner was Chardonnay and cigarettes.
And she figured out that when she says outrageous things, she sells
stuff. She was like, I need to break out of the pack of right-wing blonde crazies.
Right. So she's an opportunist.
Yeah.
That's all she is.
Crazier. Get on TV more and sell some books. Okay. Oh, and T-Bone writes, Ann Coulter's too much man for me. And that's also true. Joel in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about how the GOP must be feeling right now with the congressional races and the fact that their candidate not only is kind of imploding related to the presidency, but he's really creating problems for them in other races.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me the big story now, I have to say. I mean, the presidential race clearly is kind of pulling away, pulling out of the station. I wonder if Ann Coulter's balls are jealous of Roland's.
It's a man, baby!
She's probably jealous that Rollins has their own. They have their own Twitter account. Is all I'm saying. She's too much man for me. I apologize.
I'm more of a man than any liberal is.
Back at you, feller. Okay, Mike. Mike in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steph. Hey, everyone. Long time no talk.
Yes.
You know what I'm wondering? If the Dems are lucky enough to take back the House, the first thing they need to do to fight Citizens United is to make any contributions over $50,000 non-tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And maybe that way all the Sheldon Adelsons will think twice before they start pouring buckets of money into these campaigns. Does that make sense?
Good point. And I would give anything, Jim, for the tableau of Nancy Pelosi wresting that gavel back from John Boehner.
Not smart. You can't have it.
Sopping his bronzer off. By the way, if this isn't reason enough to get in the Supreme Court justices that will strike down Citizens United, Sheldon Adelson, who is under DOJ investigation, basically said Obama will go after me, Romney won't.
Wow.
Las Vegas Sands, controlled by Sheldon Adelson, the target of a U.S. money laundering probe. Politico's Mike Allen did an interview.
Yep.
Top reason Adelson gave for backing Romney and opposing President Obama is self-defense. As Allen put it, Adelson said a second Obama term would bring government vilification of people that were against him.
Vilification against criminals.
Yes.
Who have done things that are actionable.
Mike writes, in other words, Adelson is spending millions of dollars to curry political favor in the United States, hoping to fend off charges that he spent millions of dollars to curry political favor in Asia.
Hmm.
A cajillionaire is trying his best to buy the election for a guy who he believes will go easy on him legally and for good reason. And to think there are people out there who still don't think we need campaign finance reform. Thank you. And he hates Mitt Romney, too. He would have preferred Newt Gingrich, who would have been probably at least quicker at starting the war with Iran than he would like. But
He would have started it already without even taking the oath of office.
Exactly. But, so he'll settle for the guy that'll keep him out of jail, I guess.
Great.
Allegedly. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 49 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12. Oh, sexy little John Fugel saying tomorrow. Guess who else?
Who?
Birther Queen Orly Tate.
She's coming back?
My birther best friend. Yeah, that was your idea.
Great. Oh. Look at me acting surprised. Oh. What, she's coming back?
So is disco.
She's already written me. Stephanie, this interview was done yesterday. Eligibility issues back in the courts. About the president's birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, with the downward spiral that is the Mitt Romney camp, we're going to try to help her. I just think birtherism might not be her thing. We're going to try to help her find another color for her parachute.
Okay.
I
mean, why isn't
she plucky? She's lost a lot of cases.
Why isn't why isn't she going? I mean, there are questions about Mitt Romney and his eligibility.
Right.
Why isn't she going after him?
Yeah. Dad born in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She may get some more right-wing troll boy callers because they seem to follow her.
Listening to your show since I first sat on my remote. I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides. I've got some lame, half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get. Like a right-wing troll boy, talking out my ass about subjects I don't even know, and hogging up all your phones.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, there's a little bit more.
Like a right-wing troll boy, speaking up the airwaves of TV and radio.
Mike.
That was great.
He's awesome.
Yeah. And the vocals on that were really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Shaw, right?
Yeah.
All right. Looky here. Deb and her husband James, because we've been obsessed all morning with, I don't know what, Tard the angry cat, and we don't know. Just a lot.
No, the grumpy cat. Grumpy. He's not angry. He's just grumpy.
Right. Yeah.
He just frowns all the time.
Sure. Not as much as cats who look like Wilford Brimley, but,
those cats frown.
Yeah. Deb and her husband, James, they sent me pictures of their Belgians. They have Belgian dogs. Steph, my husband and I enjoy the show. We've been to the website, peruse your merch. We saw you at Stephanie Miller's show, dog shirts. Yeah.
So, do they bark in French or Flemish? Or both?
Flemish, like Road Flair Mary. But alas, the sizes were only for those little purse side pooches. We wrote you a note about it saying, given the pony-like proportions of your boys, you should get bigger sizes. Imagine our joy when on our latest trip to the website, you've expanded the canine couture. Yes, indeed we have.
Huh.
Of course, we had to immediately get some Steph wear for me and our two Belgians. Belgian somethings. We present a couple of photos.
Jean and Claude.
Blaze, look at Blaze. Blaze is so handsome and 5-year-old Mira. Look at the rock and the Steph wear.
If I had two Belgians, I'd name them Jean and Claude.
And
or
get a third
Van
one.
And Dam.
Yeah. Four of them. John, Claude, and Van Dam.
Dam. Yeah.
Oh, Penny Marshall at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
What?
Says T-Bone.
Cool. That's awesome.
Awesome. All right.
We got ourselves a good show here.
Yep, right? Well, not today, but... my insomnia is back full bore. Can I say I haven't slept in like a week? I have no idea why. I am punchy.
Maybe it's because you miss Roland.
I can't sleep without his... You know.
Yeah, that.
Things that have a Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, by the way, Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks did this. It was too good to be true. I hadn't seen it yet, the Politico piece. It was satire about Paul Ryan calling Romney.
But the thing is, it was front and center. It was the big headline on Politico.com. Well, and Politico is not known for its satire.
It was based on a real... Craig Robinson, the former Republican Party political director, did say if Ryan wants to run for national office again, he'll probably have to wash the stench of Romney off him.
Right.
But the Romney, or the Ryan quotes, allegedly about calling Romney stench and all that stuff were...
Not true. Too bad.
Yeah.
Right, but Politico should label things as satire, because what they do is usually report the news.
Well, it was too mixed with actual quotes, it was based on by Craig Robinson, and then you were like, okay, did Ryan say that? Are you joking? Or is it,
It was incredibly irresponsible what they did yesterday.
Mitt Romney joke. I will be utilizing humor.
Yeah.
Although I bet Paul Ryan's calling him stench now.
Sure. Because it's a good nickname.
Right. Okay, Obama, he will head to Nevada for 3 days of debate prep on Sunday. Debate camp. That's only fun. Almost
like
band camp.
Space camp.
If no crises flare up, he has already canceled some debate preparation because he's, as he mentioned, the friggin' president.
Yeah.
He's Andrew Shepard, and he is president. Just saying. Okay. Hey, wow, this sounds like fun. Florida children are having pool parties with actual alligators.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, they're small alligators. More like a caiman. But.
Yeah. Gawker writes, what good is a kid's pool party without the constant fear of someone getting eaten? No fun at all. Seriously, though, what Bob Barrett does is totally safe. You just have to be comfortable with it, letting your young party guests swim with alligators. The gators, they have their mouths taped shut.
In that case.
Yeah.
Well, that's because all of the strength in a gator's jaws is clamping down. They have no strength to open their... So you can hold a gator's jaw shut.
Right,
it's easy to do.
Water, maybe make the tape, disintegrate at some point. There might be a chance that...
Well, you know how lobsters have rubber bands over their claws?
Oh,
you
sure.
could put a rubber
maybe
band over it.
Maybe they should try rubber
bands.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe should have lobsters in the pool.
Barrett believes his alligator pool party service the perfect solution to boring birthday parties. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed it is. That is a thrill.
The threat of dismemberment just makes it so much more exciting.
I didn't have kids for any number of billion reasons, Chris. And even I am astounded at some parents. I'm like, really? Really?
That doesn't sound
wise. Are you all drunk or? Okay.
I don't know. We'll give them a can of kerosene and some matches.
Can of Sterno.
I know that I'm not from hunting culture, but really? Your 10-year-old daughter, Paul Ryan, bought her a rifle for Christmas?
A 10-year-old?
Taking her hunting? Really? Okay. I had Barbies. I don't know.
It was a political photo op. That's all that was.
I had Barbies, and I was a little junior dyke. I'm just saying, I didn't want a rifle for Christmas.
You had Barbies?
Yes.
Did you also have a catcher's mitt?
I'm not going to say what I did to them. But Sarah,
you had a softball mitt, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did. Sarah in Michigan.
I had the Klaus Barbie when I was a child.
Sarah in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show
today.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, Mudcat is so right. You got to be out there registered and vote. If you want these people out of office, you need to get off your duff.
Yep.
Say that politically correct today and get out there and make sure everybody is registered and get out there. And I'd love to sit on his porch.
Listen, you'll have to fight me for it, sister. Meow. Mudcat's porch is all mine. Mine. All right, you know what? This could be psyops. Joe Scarborough could be trying to throw us off that the Romney campaign is over.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Stop it. Still got to get out and vote.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Dave in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Steph. Can't wait till Sexy Liberal in Seattle.
Yay, me too.
Hey, with jobs being such a big topic, how do we create jobs? Do you guys ever see the textile industry coming back to this country? You know, where's the patriotism of somebody like a Phil Knight from Nike? And I don't know. I'll take your answers off the air. Thanks.
He'll take no further questions. He's all finished with us
here
now.
What does he think this is, NPR?
Exactly. I got nothing but time here.
Yeah, come on.
Are you kidding? All right. That is it for us today. Wow, big show. Sexy Liberal John Dugal saying all 3 hours on the big show. Orly Tate's Birds or Queen live in studio right here.
Right.
Wow.
And then Penny Marshall.
Lover and Penny Marshall. Director, actress extraordinaire.
Yep.
What a show. Don't miss a minute of it. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, the useless eaters, as I call them, T-Bone on phones and drums, Jackie, Courtney, and, of course, Shelby.
Kelby.
Right. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.